an inanimate icon would have to be the Hollywood sign, right? We all love the Hollywood sign. You ever go to Runyon Canyon, go on a hike or up to the observatory? I mean, what is everybody doing? Taking a picture of themselves in front of the Hollywood sign. It's a symbol. Now, so that's the good news. The flip side of that is what Sarah Jane Schwartz wants to talk about. Sarah, are you with us? Sarah, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Thanks for coming on. It's Phil Schumann here with Rob and Dave. You are actually part of a lawsuit. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Taking the city essentially to court over access to the Hollywood sign. Can you explain that?
Sure. I live on a street, and the residents here have organized because the city, starting in January with Councilman LaBange, has promoted and invited people to come to this street. And I'm talking about, 40, 50 million people. There was an unprecedented publicity campaign, and they want all of the tourists, which is about 40 million a year, and residents to literally come up the street and hike to the sign. And this is a new activity and a new invitation that the city is promoting. And there actually is no legal entrance to the park at the end of our street.
Are you talking about up in the Beechwood area?
That's correct. And because it's not a legal entrance, there's no infrastructure up here. It's very dangerous for visitors and residents. And so we'd like people to go where it's safe. We're not asking that they close a single trail, not a single one, just that they don't have access here where it's dangerous and illegal, and they go to where there's infrastructure of sidewalks and bathrooms.
And where would that be?
Well, for instance, over in Bronson Canyon. That has always been the legal entrance into the Hollywoodland Gifted Parkland, which was this area the park was given to the city in the 1940s. And that has been the entrance since the 1940s, and that's why there's infrastructure. There are sidewalks, there's parking for several hundred cars, there's bathrooms, there's water, none of which exists here. I mean, we don't have sidewalks. So when I talk about people being in the streets, they're in the streets.
So when you say it's dangerous, what do you mean?
Well, for instance, we have a problem with the streets being congested, with cars that can't get through. They've recently added PPDs, preferred parking districts, which has lessened some of the congestion, but we still have it. We also have residents walking in the streets, and we have a huge fire danger. I mean, this is a very narrow area. About 10 years ago, we had a death in our neighborhood and a fire because the fire trucks couldn't maneuver our streets, and that's before we had all of these visitors. And that's why Red Flag Day started, was because of the death in our neighborhood. So you can only imagine how bad conditions are, how fragile it is up here.
And now Tom LaBange has been termed out. I know many of you there were very critical of him. And his successor, David Ryu, has said what on this issue?
Well, we're very excited that we have new leadership. We're really looking for someone with intelligence and common sense. And during his campaign, Ryu said he would put safety first. And if he sticks by that, which everyone should, I mean, this is a safety issue, and safety should always come first, then this will take care of the problems here, because it's very dangerous and really kind of unprecedented. I mean, over spring break, the Department of Recreation and Parks tried to draw some of the traffic away from this neighborhood, and they didn't advertise it, but they opened up a new area in the park.
Right, which I did a story on for Fox 11 News on the other side of the canyon, right?
Right, and did you
closer to the observatory?
Did you get the car count for the 3 weeks it was open?
I did not get the final count, no.
Well, would you like to hear it?
Sure.
It was 160,000 cars. All right, so this is what's normally in our neighborhood, in an area with no infrastructure. So this is, I mean, really outrageous and unprecedented. There's no other neighborhood that would stand for this for 15 minutes. There's really no city that would allow
it to happen. What changed? I mean, is it because of GPS now that more people are getting directed there?
Yes.
Because the Hollywood sign has obviously been a huge attraction.
And also the active promotion of our councilman. I mean, he invented this whole new activity of walking to the sign. I mean, these are fragile areas in our area to get to it, and even the trails themselves are now becoming overrun, not to mention all the smoking. I mean, this is in a very high fire.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned smoking, because when I was up there working on that story, especially people from other countries, like in Europe, where people smoke a lot more than they do here, people were smoking up there in the middle of the summer.
Right.
And not that they were you know, flouting the rule. They didn't know. I mean, there's signs, of course. They didn't think about it. And I would say to people, hey, you can't smoke up here. I mean, use common sense.
Right.
So that, I mean, there's no question. That's a very significant issue.
Oh, and we had a fire up here in the 60s that destroyed about 20 homes up here. And just last week, we had two fires in the space of 7 days by visitors. One was by the trails, and the other was by another illegal, unauthorized view site in our neighborhood.
So what are you advocating? I mean, closing the road to visitors completely, or?
Yes. I mean, this is the second lawsuit for this very same site. There was one that was put in about 2 months ago by the stables. This road is an easement road to a private stables. It is not an entrance into the park, and they are suing the city. They want this closed. We want the same thing. We want it closed. I mean, it is dangerous. They're also concerned about all of their heavy equipment. Last May, this area was closed because they were building a new fence. And we didn't have any problems. And this is exactly what a chief engineer for the Department of Traffic had said. He said, close this access and you'll have no trouble on your street. So our streets were empty. And a huge dump truck filled with manure was coming down the street on Beechwood from the stables. It lost its brakes. It went careening down the street and dragged a parked SUV 30 feet before it tumbled over. I mean, that was a Saturday morning, where the streets here would have been filled with people. I mean, you hear the car counts. When I talk about thousands of people in the streets, there are thousands of people. And we wouldn't be discussing this anymore because dozens of people would have been killed and injured, and that would have been the end of it. I mean, people are literally in the streets.
We're going to keep an eye on this one because I know this is an ongoing controversy that's not going away anytime soon. I mean, the popularity of the Hollywood sign is just worldwide. So I think most people could sympathize with you if you live in that neighborhood, but it doesn't seem like there's any real practical solution.
Well, there is.
In the short term.
It's to close up what's dangerous. As I said, there are same accesses to these very same trails. We're not asking that a single trail be closed, just that they...
All right, what's the status of your lawsuit?
Well, we have just filed it, so that's the status. We're waiting to hear back from the city, and of course, we would love to work with David Rue on finding solutions on a political level.
Shara Schwartz, Beechwood Canyon, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.